Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, what's your phone tap about?
All right, so Stephanie wants to play a prank on her roommate, Cynthia. She wants to pretend that she got caught smoking again and needs Cynthia to take the fall. So she sets up the call, and then I'm going to jump on as campus security.
Is that who you are today?
I am campus security.
Campus security. All right, here we go.
Hello? Can you please do me a huge favor?
Yeah, what?
So I got caught smoking again, and campus police just called, and they're on their way to our room, and if I get caught one more time, I'm going to get kicked out, and I need you to say it with you.
What is wrong with
I will
you?
Pay, you? I will pay your fine. It won't matter at all, but if
Wait,
I
what?
Get caught, I'm going to get kicked out.
Whatever. What?
Please, come on. I'm going to get kicked out of school.
Why are you putting me in this position?
You're my friend, and you're my roommate. I'm asking you for some help, and you're just blowing me off?
This isn't just pick me up from the library help. This is, like, crazy. Like, I could get kicked out.
I got to go.
All right, we just hung up on her. She doesn't want to help you.
No, she definitely doesn't.
So
wow.
I'm going to now call her from the school, and I'm going to tell her that you basically threw her under the bus.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Cynthia. This is Mrs. Malloy calling from campus security.
Hi.
First of all, we saw smoke coming from underneath the door, and so obviously, you know, security got called and we got involved. We got a warrant to search your room, and we found cigarettes in your drawer.
Oh, well, I don't smoke, so that's impossible. Those
okay, seriously, if you don't smoke, why were cigarettes in your drawer?
I love my roommate. She's a really sweet girl.
Okay.
But I think she's lying right now.
Okay, first of all, it's not really nice now to lie. You know, you're lying, obviously, and it's not very nice to say that your roommate
is
lying.
I feel like you're being really inappropriate because you don't know me. You don't know my history.
I don't need to know your history. All I need to know is when I opened up that top drawer, there they were. There were the cigarettes. That's all I need to know.
That was a mistake that my roommate accidentally put her cigarettes in my dresser.
Okay, why would your roommate be in your underwear drawer?
That is a really good question. I don't know, but I just feel like I don't want to be, you know, we have candles in there. It was probably just candles.
You know, this is going to go on your permanent record, the fact that you're lying to me. You realize that, right?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. I can do anything I want.
Who are you? Like, I feel like I was set up and I'm...
Give me a break. What do you think? This is an episode of CSI or Criminal Minds? You were set up? Give me a break.
Well, are you?
Like, I'm head of security. That's all you need to know. She totally thinks you sold her out.
Totally, it's so hard to get that girl going. I mean, she's calling me.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. We'll call her back.
Hey,
did you just call?
What the are you doing? I just got on getting harassed by campus security. I thought you said you were going to tell the truth.
I flipped out.
I'm flipping out. What the are you doing? Now I've got to deal with that psycho woman, and this
Hey, I don't like to be called psycho woman.
Is this the security lady?
No, this is actually Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Oh my God, you bitch!
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only. Duran in the Morning Show.